I know that I shouldn't, but I still think about you when I play with myself. I can't help but close my eyes and think that it's your fingers, not mine. And I know that you don't want me anymore. I know that for whatever reason, we just don't work. I know you don't want this anymore, but I need you to know that there was something good between us, and it was this. It was the ability of you to make me come like nobody else ever has or will again. And as my fingers explore my little clit, as I run round and round, as I slide my toy in and out of my wet little hole, as I fuck myself alone in bed, the same bed that you fucked me in the first time we had sex and the last time. Nothing. No cock has stretched me like yours. No cock has ever pounded my pussy like yours. And I have tried to forget about it. I've tried to take myself away from everything that reminds me of you. And I've dated and I've been out and I've fucked, but I still, in the middle of everything, cannot get you out of my fucking head. The way you touched me was beyond anything out of this fucking world. The way you fucked me relentlessly. The way you knew the pace and the tempo and everything I needed before I did. Nobody has ever paid that much attention to me and to what I need. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. I can't. My pussy is so wet. And words are difficult. You always knew what to say. You always knew what to whisper. You always knew what would push me over that edge, that last fraction of a millimeter that I needed, that last fraction of a second. And I can't get it back. And I can't find it with somebody else. And for the love of my fucking sanity, I cannot get you out of my mind. My body refuses to forget about you. The moment I think about you, my nipples harden, my pussy gets wet. And in equal measure, I want to curl up on your lap. And I want you to fuck me. And both are as important as the other. Oh, I find it so hard to get off without you. And the first time I was with somebody else, I couldn't. Oh, yeah. It's like you know every corner and recess of me. And it's like you shut the door when you left. And bolted it and took the key, broke the lock, busted the handle. And the only way I can get off, the only way I can come, is this, the pain and the isolation of being on my own and fucking myself, thinking about you. And if I didn't know it was an impossible thing to do, I think you done it on purpose. Oh. Oh. I can't. I know. Oh. Please. It's like my body refuses to forget about you. And when I tried not getting off for a week, when my mind was switched to something else, my body refused. What's the line? I can't remember to forget you. I can't remember to forget the way your fingertips trace my skin. The way the soft pads of your fingers run over my nipples and down under my breasts, across my tummy. I can't forget the way that my skin ignited underneath your touch. Even the merest hint of you coming near me to touch me was enough. It's like the most wonderful torment in the fucking world. Oh. Would I give this up to have never known you, to have never had you touch me? I guess that's the question. Oh. To have never known the way that I could come and how it would feel to come for you and with you. And because of you, to give that up, to be free of this torture right now. I don't know. I don't know that I could give it up. And I know I gave you up because it was agony to be with you. We didn't get on. We couldn't live together. But in this, when the doors were closed and language was removed, and it was just your body against mine, it was a completely different world and a completely different thing. And I'm fuck. Oh. isn't there any... Is there any sweeter torture than to hate somebody and need someone so fundamentally? If there is, I don't know what it is. And I wonder in every moment of every hour of every day whether this is the same for you. Did I do this to you in return?